First in sports news this Monday, a quick look back at the Olympic Games that came to a conclusion in Beijing on Sunday. The Czech Republic finished 24th in the overall medals table with 3 golds and 3 silver medals. The golds were for shooters Katarzyna Emmons in the 10-metre air rifle and David Kostelecki in the trap and Barbara Szpotakowa in the javelin. Szpotakowa really caught the public imagination here as she collapsed to her knees in disbelief when her last throw put her top of the podium. The country's 3 silver medals went to Katarzyna Emmons, this time in the 50-kilometre rifle 3 positions, Jaroslav Wolf and Andrzej Szczepanek, who were competing in the double canoe, and rower Andrzej Sinek. Among those who will leave Beijing disappointed are 2-time Olympic water slalom champion Szczepanka Hilgertova, who capsized in the final after risking going all out for victory, and defending decathlon champion Romain Schreiber, whose 6th place finish in Beijing he says is of a piece with what's been a frustrating season in general. David Svoboda, meanwhile, could have taken gold in the modern pentathlon after setting a new Olympic record in shooting. However, his medal hopes were dashed by a disobedient horse in the riding phase. 6 medals is the smallest haul Czech athletes have taken home from any Olympic Games since Melbourne in 1956, but the fact that 3 were for first place and none were bronze means the Czech Republic's performance in Beijing is being viewed here as creditable. Moving on to football, and both Sparta and Slavia Prague notched up high-scoring victories in the Czech League at the weekend. Sparta, who topped the table, beat Česká Budějovice 4-1 in South Bohemia, while Slavia put 5 past FC Bohemians without reply here in the capital. Both clubs will need to score a fair few more if they're to reach the group stage of the Champions League, as they go into the second leg of the last qualifying round on Wednesday with steep deficits to overhaul. Slavia lost 2-0 to Fiorentina in Prague in the first leg, while Sparta were beaten 2-1 away by Panathinaikos. Back here in the Czech League, Baník Ostrava beat Viktoria Žižkov 3-0 on Sunday, with 2 of those goals coming from striker Václav Svěrkoš. His previous outing was as a substitute in the Czech Republic's 2-2 draw with England at Wembley last week, a rather impressive first result under new Czech manager Petr Rada. However, Rada's first real test will be when the Czech Republic's World Cup qualifying campaign gets underway against Northern Ireland in Belfast on September 10th. But for now, that's all the sport.